Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, my co-host David Blackman. Due to some scheduling conflicts, wasn't able to be with us today, but he will be with us in the next couple of episodes. Today we're talking about hourly billing versus fixed project billing for web design clients. And so basically, there's two main ways that people will bill the client. They'll tell the client, this is how much it costs, and as long as we don't go out of scope, that's exactly how much you're paying. Or the other way, you kind of give them an estimate and saying it's going to be anywhere from here to here, you know, and I'm going to bill you per hour. And if stuff comes up, then I'll just continue billing you per hour. And so I feel like the hourly is a little less common. In my opinion, doing fixed project billing is definitely better for everyone. And so in my experience, clients, especially small to mid-sized companies, they want to know exactly how much they're going to be spending. They want to know they have a budget, and they want to know how much it's going to cost, and they want to pay that and not pay anything more. And so it requires you as a web designer to be able to, as accurately as possible, project how long different things are going to take. And so that's why it's really important to have a really thorough discovery phase with the client, discussing the project, what the goals are, features that they want in the site, different design styles that they like. That way you can figure out how long it's going to take you. You know, the more functionality, the more design, the more pages, more products, whatever, the longer it's going to take you. And you have to be able to, as accurately as possible, project how long those things will take. Rule of thumb, however long you think it's going to take, double it or more. And that will usually get you a lot closer. But basically, yeah. So then when you project that, the time, and then you put together the proposal and you say, this is how much it's going to cost. Here's all the things that it's covered, all the things we're going to be doing for you as part of this project. And then that way, as long as the project doesn't go out of scope, they know exactly how much they're going to bill. And of course, the second it starts to go out of scope of what you've agreed on, you have to say, hey, we're going to have to charge you extra for this or charge you hourly. So to me, project billing is way better because the client knows how much they're going to pay. And here's the cool thing too. If you, as the business owner, give yourself some padding, or you're more efficient with your time, so when you're actually doing the work or your team's doing the work or whatever, and you're able to get it done quicker than you projected, well, then you make more money. You're able to make more money for your time per hour because you were able to get things done quicker, more efficiently. Obviously, you don't want to do sloppy work. You want to deliver a quality product and go above and beyond for the client, you know, as much as possible, and really exceed their expectations. But if you can do that in less amount of time than you anticipated, well, then you make more money, and then you're able to take that money, reinvest it into the business. The client's still happy because they were able to pay exactly what they were told they would be paying. And so everyone wins. You're not telling them you're telling them this is how much it costs for this project. And so you base it off of time, but they're not paying you directly for your time, if that makes sense. They're paying for the end result of a finished website that has these features, this many pages, etc. The time to them is irrelevant. Again, you use that time to help yourself figure out how much to charge and kind of use it as the basis, because even though you're not exchanging time for money with fixed project billing, you still have to have something to go off of. You can't just pull out arbitrary numbers. Some people do. I don't recommend it. But So in my opinion, fixed project billing, definitely better. Everyone wins that way. Hourly billing, companies in my experience don't like having kind of this, mystical number in the air that they don't know how much it's going to cost. They don't like being surprised by the bill in the end. No one likes getting sticker shock and having the work already performed, so they have no choice to pay it. So fixed project billing, definitely better, in my opinion. But if you feel differently, or if you've had a different experience, definitely let us know in the comments, wpgears.com for episode 609, hourly billing versus fixed project billing for web design clients. And we would love to know your thoughts. So tomorrow we're gonna be talking about why I don't accept checks from web design clients. Client wants to pay me via check, I tell them no. I'll explain that and why I do that in tomorrow's episode. So tune into that. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.